Austin's Lady Bird Lake. Chances are a lot of people that walk or drive past it assume it's a natural feature. They appreciate the parks and the trails that line it without giving any thought to the floodgates, known as Longhorn Dam, that hold all the water in. But for years, Austin Energy, the city-owned utility that manages the dam, has been aware that the dam has mechanical problems. For State Impact Texas, KUT's Moj Bouchel reports on how those problems contributed to flooding and draining at the lake during the recent Halloween rainstorm.
I should be clear at the outset, this is not a story about the deadly flooding that took place on Onion Creek in southeast Austin. This is about a less destructive flood, the one that swelled Lady Bird Lake over its shorelines and onto the parks and streets of downtown Austin. Very few people got a view of that flood that night, like Reagan Hackelman.
When I took the picture, the water was up to my chest. And I'm a tall guy, so I'm 6'3", and it was up to my chest already.
Hackelman is a photographer. He took one of the best-known shots of the flood, a picture of the Stevie Ray Vaughan statue at Austin's Auditorium Shores, waist-deep in water. He met me there weeks later to tell the story.
I was at my house, saw the tweet that said they were opening the floodgates, so I live right by City Hall, so I put on my poncho, put on my rain suit, and walked over here.
That tweet was from the LCRA. They were releasing water from Lake Austin upstream, and he knew that water would flow into Lady Bird Lake. When Hackelman got outside, he watched the lake rise 4 or 5 feet in around 20 minutes, flooding Cesar Chavez Street and the Lakeside Park.
The water that was coming actually down the trail, there were a couple trees and limbs that were floating by, so I was worried that if I went further in, I would get swept away too.
He says that was around 2:30 in the morning. At the same time, a crew from Austin Energy was working frantically downstream to control the waters. This is the sound of normal operations at Longhorn Dam, the structure at the Pleasant Valley Bridge that's responsible for holding back Lady Bird Lake. The lake is sometimes called the jewel in the crown of downtown Austin for its natural beauty, but the lake was actually created for a utilitarian purpose, to provide water for a now-decommissioned Holly power plant in East Austin. Built in 1960, the floodgates on Longhorn Dam have stored and released water from Lady Bird Lake for over 50 years under the supervision of Austin Energy. And that age has started to show.
There's been a lack of maintenance on the dam for the last probably 15 years. It's steadily gotten worse. And it's to the point now where it's going to start doing some damage, upstream and down.
Dennis Hipp worked for Austin Energy for 24 years. That included operating the floodgates at the Longhorn Dam. He retired and left Austin last year.
I don't go there anymore than I have to anymore.
Fair enough.
So he wanted to share his concerns over the phone. For one, he says there's nobody close at hand to control the floodgates now that the power plant is gone. The dam's 7 floodgates suffer from mechanical problems. One of the gates is completely broken, so it's sealed with a huge steel block.
And that's really just for maintenance. That's not a permanent solution. And it's been in there for probably 6-7 years now.
Other gates open but are hard to close. That forces work crews to improvise.
Sometimes they take a stop log and they can bump, you know, one end of the gate or the other. They use it for weight and bump the gate down if it's hung on one end or the other.
Much of what Hipp describes is corroborated in 2 engineering reports Austin Energy commissioned to get an estimate on repairs versus building a whole new dam. Those reports say problems with the floodgates have contributed to flooding upstream and created the risk of the lake draining if the floodgates don't close. Adding to all those challenges, the crews that control the gates on site during a flood are working in some of the worst possible conditions amid heavy rains, winds, and lightning.
Most people in Austin just assume that they're automatic. Nobody has to do anything. Because, you know, like I said, it's all done at night or in terrible weather where people aren't really out.
That's how it was the night of the Halloween flood. Records obtained from Austin Energy show that a work crew arrived at the dam to start opening gates around 11:10 p.m., right as the Lower Colorado River Authority opened their own floodgates upstream. As heavy rains persisted, the LCRA released more and more water, reaching peak discharge at 1:25 a.m. About 20 minutes after that, near disaster struck. Construction barges from the Lady Bird Lake Boardwalk Project washed down to the dam. they jammed into two of the operable floodgates.
It certainly complicated our operations that night.
Cheryl Mealy is the chief operating officer at Austin Energy.
At some point during that night, when we should have still had gates open, we did have to reduce the flows through the dam to make sure that we could secure and, you know, get those barges removed from the dam. So certainly that might have contributed a little bit.
Communications obtained from Austin Energy and the LCRA show the sense of urgency that took hold. The Austin Energy crew called the LCRA to ask them what to do about the barges, saying they weren't sure if they would be able to close the floodgates when they needed to. LCRA advised that they call the city's emergency management people. Eventually, around 9:25 in the morning, the team did free the obstructions with the help of contractors. An email from the team leader said they had avoided a catastrophe. But troubles were not over. At 9:37 p.m. on Halloween evening, the LCRA noticed that the lake, which earlier had flooded, was now draining quickly. LCRA contacted Austin Energy to say lake levels were, in their words, plummeting. According to the LCRA communications log, Austin Energy replied that everything was under control. The floodgates had been closed. Seeing water levels continue to drop, LCRA called again, urging Austin Energy to make sure the gates were closed. At 8:30, Austin Energy called back to confirm that one floodgate on Longhorn Dam had not closed properly. Again, Cheryl Mealy.
It probably had debris under it, preventing it from going down, and so we probably lifted it, let things flush, and reseated that gate.
She says that despite the setbacks, Austin Energy handled an unprecedented storm well.
They were able to successfully lift the gates and coordinate with LCRA and make sure that, you know, we minimized the impact on the community.
But Dennis Hipp, the former dam operator, sees things differently. He says the dam is already in such bad condition with one floodgate inoperable that Austin Energy started the evening with a disadvantage. A disadvantage that compounded with unforeseen things like runaway barges and contributed to the flooding of the lake.
Because any of the downtown flooding really shouldn't have happened. Everything has to do with the dam, because if the water's not going out, there's no place for the creeks and the ditches to drain to.
Nice even hand, nice slow and even.
I'm on the shores of Lady Bird Lake by the old Holly Power Plant. That's a rowing team you hear practicing in the background. The impact of flooding here was minimal compared to damage in other parts of Austin. Here along the hike and bike trail, the worst I found in the days after the flood were debris and some dead fish deposited in the park by the retreating waters. In other parts of the city, like Onion Creek, flooded homes were being condemned, several people were killed. Any problems with the dam were not connected to that. Again, Cheryl Mealy.
That's one reason we do not have things along Lady Bird Lake, is there is a floodplain.
According to one of the reports commissioned by Austin Energy, repairing Longhorn Dam would cost over $14 million. It's money Austin Energy says it doesn't have right now. The utility has even tried to unload the dam. They've shopped it around to the LCRA, for example, but nobody wants it. And after the flooding on Halloween, Austin Energy says it will reevaluate how it operates Longhorn Dam. But a long-term solution is something the city is going to have to look at carefully as it budgets for the future. Reporting on energy and the environment for State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchel, KUT News.